This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Fraud in the antique business may be an old story, but here's one of titanic proportions. Vern came across a Titanic survivor's trip ticket and some postcards. He brought them to an antique store owned by Alan, who pored over them and pronounced they ain't worth nothing. Vern accepted the $1,000 that was offered, and 6 months later, Alan sold the ticket for $100,000 plus a $10,000 buyer's premium. Even the postcards brought in more than $1,200. Vern, who was really steamed, sued Alan for fraud. Alan claimed he had no experience with Titanic-related items, but Vern put on an expert who testified Alan was a major player in the antique field and should have known better. The court found for Vern, stating that Alan's comment was a false statement of material fact on which Vern relied, and the profits belonged to Vern. So lying about the bottom line of what's been lying on the bottom can bring you down with a slip. This is Neil Chayette, looking at the law.